Shalom v'racha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Saloshim and the Chavetz Chaim, Shir number 11. The Chavetz Chaim now, in the introduction to the Sefer, will give us an Eitzah, suggestion, how to make sure we don't fall prey to the Yetzer Hara, to speak Lashon Hara, to listen to Lashon Hara. And he says what we have to do is we margil ourselves, accustom ourselves in the proper way of not speaking Lashon Hara. Now, how does one do that? So he tells us we have to try to become experts in the laws of Lashon Hara. That's why we learn the Musar. The Musar tells us what to do with the halachas. Mitchila yira liyoyz baki b'chol prate dinei shel shmiras haloshon. First, we have to know what our goal is. Just like you go on a trip, you put in the GPS coordinates. You have to know where we're going in life. And the goal has to be for every single person, not just the Rav in town, or the Rav of the shul. Every single person has to tell themselves, I want to be a baki. I want to be an expert in Hilchos Lashon Hara. And when a person reviews the halachas again and again, and this becomes part of his life, and he knows what is allowed to be said, and what's not allowed to be said, what's allowed to be listened to, what's not allowed to be listened to, this will automatically remove from this person most of the bad habits that he had until now. And afterwards, and he says, the Chavetz Chaim, that if you just review, in other words, first you have to really spend a lot of time on the laws of Hilchos Lashon Hara. Then afterwards, you can't just put it away forever. No. Once you know it well, then you review it. And each person has to know themselves what works for them. I want to share with you a couple of points, practical applications to what we're learning here from the Chavetz Chaim. Number one, recently, Art School put out a new sefer in Hilchos Lashon Hara. That's number one. There are a lot of fabulous, great svarim out there in the laws of Lashon Hara, of learning how to talk properly and how to avoid forbidden speech. Find a svarim that work for you. Number two, there's a very chashuv sefer. A lot of svarim like this out there. It's a question-answer format. And at the Shabbos table, it gets everyone involved. The way it works is that it gives a scenario and it gives three possibilities. Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And my children and the people at the Shabbos table, everybody gets involved and gives their opportunity of guessing, or maybe with more halachic understanding also, what is the answer? Sometimes my little son likes to cheat a little, take a look at the answers in the back, and he says, oh, it's Beis, the next one is Gimel. Okay, he gets involved nonetheless, he's getting involved. But the point here is that Shmiras Lashon should be on the radar. It's not just one thing you hear on the Tisha B'Av from the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation on Tisha B'Av. It should be something on a daily basis, something on the regular Shabbos table conversations that you're learning the halachas. And this is the eighth of the Chavetz Chaim is telling us. Afilu imrak yikba eizes zman miyuchel lezeh b'chol shavua shavua. Even if you just spend a few minutes or whatever amount of time each week, this will also be very, very beneficial to making sure you margil yourselves in the proper derech of Shmiras Lashon.